Good day here at Brookings Radio. We welcome City Council candidate Holly Tilton Byrne, a candidate for the three-year council seat. There are three candidates. Holly is one of the incumbents. So, Holly, I ask this first of everyone, why did you decide to seek re-election?
Well, first, let me say thank you for having me today, Perry. It's great to talk with you. I am seeking re-election this year because I have just absolutely enjoyed my time on council. I've been on council for 5 years now, and it really is an honor.
Going for my third.
And it's been really an honor and a privilege to serve this community. As we all know, the last couple of years have been really challenging, but even in the midst of those challenges, it's been a real honor to just be able to hear what the people of Brookings think and talk with them about their concerns and just react with that in mind. And so I hope to be able to do that for another 3 years.
For those who don't know you, tell us a bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I am a Brookings High School graduate. I've lived in Brookings most of my life. I'm also an SDSU graduate, so longtime Brookings resident. Actually, a fourth-generation Brookings County resident, so our roots go very deep here. I am a professional in the nonprofit sector. I've been in the nonprofit sector since graduating from SDSU. I have a very supportive husband, Tim, and we have three wonderful kids. They are 6 years old, almost 4 years old and 1 year old, so we are very busy. When I do find a little bit of free time, I like to do things like serving on the city council. I'm also on the board of the domestic abuse shelter, and I'm on the downtown business district with committee with the chamber.
All right, we can't talk about everything, obviously, but let's talk about a few of the issues. Top of mind is affordable / workforce housing, however you want to determine it. Mm-hmm. I know the council's doing some things, but what else can the council do?
Sure.
In your mind.
Yeah, I think you really said it well there. It's really a compilation of a lot of different things, right? So it's affordable housing, it's finding employees for that workforce development, it's educating the workforce so that they can do certain types of jobs, but it's also things like childcare, making sure we have affordable childcare, just looking kind of at that whole holistic picture, because that's really what is going to make the workforce work in Brookings. So some of the things that we've been able to do is look at zoning and other creative ideas, whether that be kind of adjusting setbacks or looking at different types of home layouts so that we're looking at things that maybe are more multifamily units than just single family units, things that really can make that housing more affordable. I think the primary role of council in all of this is to be a good collaborator and to be at the table when folks like developers come in and they have creative ideas for how they want to do affordable housing. And I think the city's been doing a pretty good job of that recently. We have DRT meetings, development review team meetings, where different developers are able to come in and everybody's kind of at one table. Of course, in years past, they've been able to go and talk with each of those departments, but now they're kind of all at one table. They're able to answer their questions at one time. It makes the process much smoother. And I think by having the city be a entity where we can kind of have that collaborative, more easy discussion around those things, it makes them more possible. So again, being a connector, being a collaborator with the folks in town that are hiring, with the folks that are looking for jobs, with developers in town, I think that's going to be the primary role of the city council as we go forward and kind of answer some of those things.
I got to admit, one thing I thought was really interesting and I kind of like is sort of a throwback, and that is detached garages and alleys, because you can have narrower lots. So looking to the past isn't always a bad thing.
Most definitely. And, you know, very soon we're going to be having... a meeting that talks about strong towns. And as we talk about strong towns, those are some of the things that we'll look at. Ways that we can be innovative, and sometimes being innovative means looking at the past and looking at the way lots can be set up, things that allow for better traffic flow, but then also allows for affordable housing. All of those ideas are definitely going to be on the table as we continue to have this conversation.
Mm-hmm. On another matter, the city has received about $4.4 million in pandemic relief. Some of that's already spent, some is committed, but some is out there and ready to go to, example, nonprofit agencies. And that's something you have to decide on. And I know a survey will probably go a long way there, but your thoughts on where that money might go?
Yeah, so the survey will really, I think, guide a lot of what we do and how we make the decisions. Some of the things that have been on top of my mind as possibilities include support for mental health resources. I think that this isn't a new topic here in Brookings. It's not a new topic nationwide, but it's certainly one that's not going away, especially given the last couple of years. That's just something
that
we really—
Those services were more in
demand. Of course. It's something we need to invest in. And I think that as we went through our budget process so far this year, we have seen that we are going to be committing dollars. Most certainly, we're going to be committing dollars to those kinds of programs. But I think committing to them even more is going to be something that's really necessary. I think another possibility is looking at our police station. It is in pretty severe need of an upgrade. And I think that's something that we're going to probably be doing regardless, but figuring out if this is an appropriate use of those funds, especially, you know, after looking at the survey results again, that will really, I think, guide a lot of our decision making. But those are just a couple of things that are kind of top of mind.
Speaking of the pandemic, your thoughts on how the council handled the pandemic?
Yeah.
How do you think you did?
Yeah. You know, I think that we did the best of a really bad situation, right? Nobody gets a training manual on how to cope through a pandemic as a city council member. So one of the things that I was really focused on doing is looking at data and information that we received from area professionals and being a part of a collaborative of different groups in town that we're definitely going to be decision makers in how their entities moved forward through the pandemic. And I think that very early on, we as a city did that. And it was really great to see folks come together and kind of evaluate the data, look at the different information that we were getting from qualified professionals and kind of move forward based on those recommendations. Of course, listening to our community members was a huge part of that as well. We got constant communication from people all over the community. And I did my best to read every email, answer every phone call, and respond to every person that reached out. I can honestly say it was the number one topic that I've ever received comments on. I don't think I probably ever will receive more comments on any other topic. But it was great to see that people really were engaged in the process, paying attention and wanting to know what their local officials were going to be doing through that.
Recently completed study, Master Park Plan. One of the top priorities for Brookings citizens is an indoor rec facility. Obviously, it's been in discussion for some time. There was even a vote on it at one point. Is it something that can be done, something that should be done at this? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously there's interest in it, right? Mm-hmm. And I think given the kinds of winters that we have, I don't think it's a bad idea. I think that we definitely need to continue to have it be part of the discussion. I think the biggest question both that's posed by the council and by community members is how do we pay for it? And so I think we really need to be creative in how we do that, because as we saw in that vote, doing an increase in taxes is not what people want to see in order to come up with the funding for an indoor rec facility. But I do think it's possible. There's other examples, even here in South Dakota, of communities that are able to do it. So whether that's a public-private partnership, figuring out different ways to maybe sponsor a facility or something like that, I think that there are opportunities to find the funding and do it in a way that's creative and works for the community.
Do you think that's something 5 years, 10 years, sooner?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think it will definitely stay as part of the conversation for the next couple of years to come, for certain. I think the timeline on it, of course, just depends really on what the funding would look like.
Yeah, other bonds are being paid off.
Exactly.
Right now, so.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. So whether or not we're able to find that way to creatively fund a project like this would then determine what that timeline would be.
The city council election is coming right in the middle of the outlay, the beginning of medical marijuana. In Brookings, it's an unlimited number of facilities are possible. It's limited somewhat by zoning. I know you voted in favor of not limiting it, and maybe your thoughts on why you did that and what went into that.
Sure. So so I voted in favor of not limiting it by number.
Right.
I do still feel that we were very responsible in terms of limiting it by zoning. And when you really look at the map of where we can have those, it does limit the number that we're going to be able to have, because obviously there's already other businesses or other things that are within those zoning districts, so they aren't just going to be streets lined with dispensaries or anything like that. But I feel like we should treat this just like any other business that we treat. And there are very few, if any, businesses that we limit by number. I think that what's likely to happen is if we have multiple medical marijuana dispensaries, folks are going to choose the one that, is best suited. We might see some start and then go away. That's the way business works. And so my idea was just that we will probably see this work just like any other business in the community.
And we don't even know what the market is going to be yet. How many cards are even going to be issued for Brookings?
Right.
We don't have any idea.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, and it could be very few. It may be more than we would expect. But either way, I think that the individuals that are going to be owning those businesses are going to be able to respond accordingly.
Holly, what do you see as the most pressing need for Brookings today?
Sure. I think for Brookings today, I think one of the most pressing needs, obviously, is affordable housing. And I would say mental health issues are definitely pressing as well. And then the other piece that I've always kind of believed as a city council member is kind of looking at everything holistically. I talk a lot about sustainability. And when I talk about that, I mean not only environmental sustainability, but also economic and social sustainability. So I think as we talk about affordable housing and we talk about mental health issues, those all play into that. As we continue to see issues with water and as we go through development of different properties and we have to address some of those things, all of that plays into this idea of sustainability as a holistic viewpoint. And so I think no matter what the topic is, as long as we are looking at them and how they connect to all the different departments and all the different areas within the city, I think that's what's going to make us stronger. And so that's really how I look at all of the topics, regardless of what they are.
Finally, April 12th, why should Brookings voters vote Holly Tilton Byrne for the three-year council seat?
Well, I have just absolutely loved serving this community. I would love to have the opportunity to continue to do that. I have really worked hard to listen to every individual that's ever reached out to me, and I will continue to do that as a city council member. And so I hope that because of those things and my proven track record in leadership, I hope that folks are willing to vote for me on April 12th.
Holly Tilton Byrne, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right here at Brookings Radio.